Lay. What's up? Yeah.
Yeah. Kane is in the building.
Yeah. Alright, already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the thunder? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast. Today's a little different. We're having some fun. We talked about it on yesterday's show, previewing the Sony Open. Go check that out if you haven't already. We mentioned Underdog Fantasy doing their PGA season-long drafts, which are pretty darn awesome. So we're going to do a couple live ones here. I'm going to jump in a $10 one here in a second. When I'm wrapped up, Jesse, going to jump in a $100 one. We mentioned on yesterday's show, it used to, like, the $10 one opened like a week ago. Underdog has come out now. And they have a $10, they have a 20 max, $3, and then $100. $100 is 20K to first. The 20 max, $3 has 2K to first. The $10 has 10K to first. The $10 has a 150 max entry, and the $100 has a 30 max entry. Before I talk too much more, Jesse, at DFS Golf Gods, how are we doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I love Underdog. That's why I was totally like just sidetracked. I get jacked up for these.
You're good.
I've done these for baseball before. I was actually on an Underdog baseball show Monday night. It comes out on Wednesday. They had me on for that. They started a new thing. So we'll see where golf takes off in their spectrum as well. But we kind of hinted at how much we liked this idea. It's a freaking awesome idea.
Yeah.
You've done one draft already,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
So what, like, just early takeaways from that, and then we'll talk rules and everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's six people per draft. So, basically just depending on where you randomly get selected, in your draft position, the draft starts and then you start picking away. And I think it is a total of like seven or eight rounds,
10 rounds. It says
10 rounds. Okay.
60 golfers.
So you're picking basically 10 golfers. And, this is a great concept in my opinion that it works kind of close to how Junkies League works from like, kind of a segment perspective with this, just like a kind of survivor. The thing about it is, though, it's not based off of like finishing position, money. It's like DraftKings scoring. So I don't know if you want to kind of go through that a little bit, but and so if you are, if you advance, if you're in the top two after your first round, there'd be six people in your tournament in the first round. Then you go to the second round where there are the top three advance out of a group of 10, and then there's a fourth round, one person gets out of that. Fifth round, one person gets the full prize or whatever. So three, six people, four, six people. And then the fifth round is 31 final person group or whatever. And this is for the, I believe the regular scramble, the $10 one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit different per, like, as far as those details go. But the main thing is, obviously you just got to be in the top two initially to get out and then move along.
Survive in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot like, if you've played football, best ball, I played baseball, best ball, very similar. Like basically you have your own little, I call it league of, the six players in this one. If you're in the top two in that, you advance. Now you're in a new league, as Jesse mentioned, and you just kind of like survive, advance. And it is kind of cool, though. I like the idea that in round two, the top three advance instead of just top two. So that's kind of cool. It's a six-person group instead of that's interesting. So you have three advance there. And then in round three, only one advance. In round four, only one advance. So that's interesting. I like how you were breaking that down in different kind of deal. And round one is six people. Round two, though, is 10. That's why three advanced and six, and 31, like you were talking about. So, yeah, if people are wondering about scoring here, it's really close to DK, as Jesse mentioned. Like, pars are worth 1.1 point. Birdies are 4 points. Eagles and holes in one are both 10 points. Bogeys are minus 1.2. Double bogeys, minus 3. An albatross is 20. Triple bogeys are worse, or minus 7. So if you got like that, when we play PGA TPC Sawgrass, that could be fun.
Yeah.
That could be a really fun one.
That's the last tournament in the first round too. So.
Oh, I love it. I was just guessing off the top of my head about that. Could just be pure. You could think you're coasting after the API, because round one's Phoenix Open. It starts at the Phoenix Open February 8th, and it goes Phoenix, you know, Riviera Genesis, Mexico Open, Cognizant Classic. I don't tell you where that's at. API, and then the players. Like, you could be through the first five events at API going, sweet. Like, I'm cruising. I'm number one. And then three of your guys just completely shit the bed. And that could be entertaining.
Right.
Consecutive birdies, you get a point. Bogey for your round, you get three. Consecutive bogeys, you get minus one for each consecutive bogey. And then score relative to par is minus one. So, like, basically, if you're over or under par, you get bonus points as well. So it's pretty cool. And obviously, they'll take your best six scores out of your 10 golfers. It's
the best four out of six.
Oh, okay.
Best four out of 10, sorry.
Sorry. Okay. Well, good to know, because I read that wrong when I was reading that right now.
Because the roster makeup and scoring will follow the details below. Roster. Oh, bench six. No. You're right.
Bench four, golf six.
Yes, so, yeah.
That's why I was like, wait a minute. It takes your best six, four go to the bench, and that'll obviously vary from tournament to tournament. So, like, some of the strategy, like I mentioned, the events, like, I really want to know what the heck the Cognizant Golf chant is right now. So I'm going to do this. This is why we're learning this all on the fly. Well, not all on the fly, but a lot of it on the fly. Cognizant Classic. Like,
yeah, that's a new one, which I just found out was a tournament as well whenever I did the Junkies sheet this year. But the Genesis is also no cut, and API this year is no cut.
That's good to know as well. I kicked on Cognizant Classic in the Palm Beaches. February 29th to March 3rd, 2024. Past champ. Chris Kirk won this last year. So it's taking over for a different event.
At the Honda, right?
Oh, bingo. Yeah. Great point. That is the Honda, because that's always before API. So it's the Honda. It's the same golf course as the Honda. Great point. Now it makes sense. I didn't know they found – technically, I don't think they found a sponsor if we're calling it the Cognizant Classic. But to be honest, I knew they didn't have one. I knew Honda was out. So, all right. So you got that. Round two, you got Valspar, the Houston Open, Texas Open, and Masters. So that'll be fun. It's cool. It finishes players, Masters. It finishes on a major every time. Yes, it does. And then, like, I there's gonna be a lot of other great content out there. I've already seen a few different things, but in the first round, you mentioned Genesis and API are both
no cut
signature events. There is technically the Players is not a major, but we count it as a major. In round two, only the Masters is a major. The rest are full cut events. But then round three, you got two signature events with the Heritage and Wells Fargo, and then the PGA Championships is a major. So three of the four events are special, basically. So the reason I'm saying this is building your roster. A lot of the elite guys obviously are going to be in the signature events, but you also need for like those, like round two, when there's three events, the Valspar, Houston Open, and Texas Open. A lot of those elites might not be there, and it might be hard to fill six guys if you're being too picky, if that makes sense. So to advance to the third round, does that make any sense, or am I just talking out of my ass?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's you're going to need guys who play almost every week. So that's why when you kind of start talking about the strategy of it, like, is Rory really that valuable? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, you know, your Sungjae's are great, but he's even taken this week off of the Sony. So what happened there? Eric Cole's the workhorse. He should be like the number one pick. that's good stuff. But while we're talking, we can keep fiddling around some more. I'm going to enter the $10 and see when it feels. So you can take $10 from my account. That's fine. I like how they ask you so nicely. We're waiting for three more spots to fill this up. Once it fills, we'll I'll share it on the YouTube channel so we can see it here. But what other stuff, takeaways, or if you want to talk rules, like we talked about the rounds. The final event is the British Open. It's pretty cool. You get Travelers, Rocket Mortgage, John Deere, and then Genesis and the Open Championship. So that's kind of fun. But what other things did you kind of notice when you were checking it all out?
Yeah, I mean, they always have a really, I think, equal pay structure too. The overall winner gets $10,000 in the $10 entry. That's very by entry, but if you make it out of your pool, if you're in the top two after the first round, then you do get $15, so you make $5. So not great, but it's better than nothing there.
one more person to fill mine.
And, you know, this one in particular, the one that you're getting ready to do is a max of 150 per entrant. So they do limit it that way. Underdog's pretty good about being pretty equal and fair, I feel like, when it comes to these contests. So,
And for those that have played any kind of underdog, it's obviously, you know, you enter the lobby and then they just randomly pick your draft spot. So it changes all the time. I kind of joked about it on Monday show previewing the Sony that I was doing the dailies each day. One day I figured I was like the fifth and sixth pick every single time. And then the next time I was like 1 through 3 the next day. It's totally random, but it just feels funny when you're doing it to watch it all unfold. If you want to, like, that's another example. If you don't want to enter the season long just yet, but you want to see how Underdog operates, go do – I just filled up, so we will share that screen. I have the number one pick.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. So, yeah, we'll play with that. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. But I was going to say, play with your do a weekly event or do a daily for this week if you want to get a feel for the way it scores or any of that kind of stuff and get a feel for the draft. But the room's pretty, the draft stuff's easy. Like, I usually don't even use my computer. I'm just doing this to share with you guys. I'm always on my phone. It's pretty awesome.
Super easy too. Yeah.
But this is actually, this is nice because it shows you you're projected on the side instead of other, you obviously see more on your screen. But yeah. So I guess what I would say is, if we're going to talk picking here, like, Scotty's the horse and he actually plays a lot. I know. Actually. So it's kind of tough not to pick Scotty here. Am I just like stupid for not picking Scotty?
but he also like knock on wood, doesn't usually do dumb shit, make huge numbers. It makes a lot of birdies. I just don't see how you don't go Scotty here and you got 15 seconds to do it.
I didn't even realize I was on the clock yet. Sorry. All right. So I took Scotty with pick one. Yeah. Cause like he'll play Phoenix, he'll play Riviera. He'll play API. He'll play the place. He'll play 4 out of the 6 for sure. Not sure he'll play Honda or Mexico. Doubt he plays Mexico. Like, so the only elite in Mexico is Fino, basically.
Yeah, those are going to be kind of more for your probably Mexico. Your picks 5 through 10.
Yeah. Like Lucas Oberg went 3rd. And I think that's interesting because he's so young. I think he will play more than most people, don't you?
Yes. I do think that's asking a lot though out of him when you've got guys behind him like Cantlay, Morikawa, Homa, who plays a lot. Sungjae, in my opinion, is a great pick.
Oh, if Sungjae somehow made it back to me, I'd go crazy.
You've got some guys coming up here. So when you come back around, you're going to be in what pick?
12, 13.
Yeah. So you're going to be around the Spieth, Fleetwood, Hatton, your boys. I mean, look there.
This is wheelhouse. Hatton, this is Bubba's wheelhouse.
Fitzpatrick. My goodness.
I did not pay Underdog for this, people. Like, this is hilarious. But here's my question just for fun as it's gone. Hovland, Oberg, Schauffele, Morikawa. But coming back to me, like JT, horrible year, but he's going to play a ton because he wants to make the FedEx Cup. So that's like a
right.
If you're talking strategy, like Eric Cole's right there. Finau plays a ton. Like, you got those three dudes right there.
You got to think JT figures it out. He's just too good of a player to have two bad back-to-back years.
Like, you put a Scheffler JT combo, if JT figures it out, that's fun.
Yes, very much. Very really much fun. So. I mean, but Spieth might be there too, depending on what these guys do.
Cantlay's still on the board. Oh, there goes Cantlay. See,
Rory went 6th, which I think is about right, Sungjae. Probably.
So, yeah, like Tom Kim's there still. He should get taken here any minute. But Tom Kim's interesting also because he'll play a decent amount for a younger player. I don't trust Fleetwood or Hatton to play enough. That's the problem. I love those guys. I just don't think they play enough. Yeah, Eric Cole's like a JT Eric Cole right here is kind of fun, to be really honest. Eric Cole just went.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. So I'm on the clock. Yeah. So, do I take my JT advice or not? That's the question.
So Spieth, Fleetwood. I think it's Hatton. I mean, Fitzpatrick, your boy's there.
Yeah.
He's hard not to go Spieth as good as he looked.
Yeah. Let's go Spieth. Just go Spieth, JT, do the brotherly
love. I like combo. It, man. I think that's a unique build and a strong one to start.
Yeah. Those Scheffler, really Spieth, golfers. JT out the gate.
Yeah.
Like, that's fun. Those are guys that'll contend in majors. Yeah, and the thing is, like I said, JT is not even qualified for all these special events, so he's gonna have to play his ass into him, which will be fun.
Yeah, but it, you know, assuming he does, that's great value because he's like, is he the 13th best player available here? No. Well, not when he's playing well.
No. Like Minwoo Lee, that's a fun one coming in at three right after TAT because he'll play a ton as well in his first year on tour. Heath is still there, and that's one that kind of stands out to me because that boy, he showed a lot last week. We talked about him on the Sony Open preview. So,
yeah, I'd say he's going to go here soon, though, if I was guessing. Fleetwood will fall a little bit. I think that ADP on him is a little bit high, but
there goes Finau. That's not a bad pick at that point.
I'd say Thigala will go any minute.
He should. Yeah, because I love Fitz, but just something about I don't see him playing a ton. There goes Fleetwood. I thought he would have fell more. That's surprising. Fleetwood's never won on tour, and he plays a select schedule. That's an interesting pick right there. Very interesting. Thigala could be good for the Mexico Open in this first round, though, because he'll play it.
There's no way.
There goes Thigala right there.
I was going to say, there's no way he gets back to you.
No. There's Willie Zito. I can't do it. I can't stomach it, but that's interesting.
I think he's a little bit sketch. I mean, coming up here, though, you got Wyndham Clark, Keegan, Denny.
Denny's a good one, too. Ricky. Put Ricky with JT and Spieth. This is like spring break all over again. I don't trust it as much, but there goes Wyndham. I think I might Keegan. I'm a Keegan dude.
Keegan's going to play a lot, and I think he's going to have a good year.
Yeah. We're gonna Keegs. Now, who do I go number two with is the million-dollar question. Do we, like, I kind of want to go off the board because you could just go straight down. And, like, Benny on, I think, is going to do some damage, but could be wrong.
I think he's a little bit too sketched to take this early, in my opinion. But
Poston.
Corey Connors is a very solid pick.
He's consistent.
And he plays a lot.
Okay, we'll go Connors there since my time is running low. So we're doing good. Some of it's just give me consistent guys that play a ton. And like I said, the Mexico, maybe just don't even worry about Mexico because how many guys are going to fill full rosters that week anyways? That's just tough.
Right.
And you'll get them with the late picks like you mentioned. Like there goes Ricky. Like Willie Z went right after Connors when I took Connors. Willie Z is a total boomer bust play. I get it. It's just that's a lot of risk. I don't know where he's at right now. Sepp, not bad.
Yeah. Even in these late rounds, man, like I think my last pick was Lucas Glover whenever I did the one. So there's still some guys.
That's not bad.
It's a good cutoff there at having 10, starting six, sitting four.
Yeah, I was really happy when you mentioned it's only six teams because, like I said, baseball, football, it's 10 teams. Yeah, you start getting a little depleted towards the end. You're like, where am I going with this?
You're also like 20 rounds there, too, and it's just
true. A
grind to get through one. This will be over.
This is quick. I could see me doing this, like maxing out stuff pretty quick. Yeah. I don't think I'll have 150, but I know I can max out the $3, no problem.
Yeah.
Throw me in that one. That's easy. This is fun. I'm two picks up here. Do I believe Ash K has his year? That's the question. I'm on the clock now. That's Ash K. Adam Shank is an interesting one.
Siwoo usually plays a lot.
Jagerbaum, he is Mr. Cut Machine.
Yeah, he has been.
I'm going to go that route because he'll play those other events too.
I like it.
Yeah, because at this point, I'm trying to think of those upside dudes.
Chris Kirk, who just happened to win.
Did just happen to win. That's a good
point. Biggest tournament so far. And then
we're talking about the artist formerly known as the Honda Classic, defending champion.
Yeah.
So he'll be playing there. I got that part locked in at least. So yeah, let's go Chris Kirk.
Yeah, I like it.
As we're getting leave, I only got three more picks to go. This is awesome how fast this flies by.
It flies, man.
This is why another reason why underdog. Like it goes so fast. Like, I'll do another one. It's like crack basically for degenerates. It's perfect. You're gonna get to knock out your like when we first decided to do this show. I'm like, it's gonna be like a 2-hour show because baseball takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours when we do them. I'm like, we're gonna knock this out in no time because you'll do yours. We'll be in and out of here. Pretty sweet because I'm looking forward to seeing I'm looking forward to seeing if how different the drafting is in the $10 versus the $100 because
I'm with you.
Yeah. Like when you do different DFS leagues, it's obviously different. When you do different, like I do like baseball on the NFBC platform, much different depending on your price point. So I'm pretty curious here. Let's start having fun because we are getting deeper into it now. What are some longer, the live guys like Rom's still out there, but you're only going to get to use them. You don't even get to use him the first go around,
right? So yeah, that, I mean, he's going to play in the Masters, and that's it. Yeah, but he won't play in the Players. You're right. Yeah.
So yeah. Like, he can't even really stomach that. Like, Brooks is down there. He'll play like in three events. I just can't imagine. Basically, it makes you a 9-man roster. Okay, I'm 2 picks away. What are we thinking here, Jesse? Let's have some fun here. Hoagie, Hadwin. Pierce
English.
English, I don't mind, is boring, that. But good.
Lucas Glover's down there too.
I think I'm gonna go Glover. Finish.
Luke List might have, you know, the potential upside if he continues to play well.
Killer Keith down here too. Yeah, let's go List. I do like where he's playing right now. There's a lot to like there. Okay, I'll have 1 pick to go.
I'm gonna go ahead and hop in this other one and just
See when it fills, and we can get you in the $100 one here.
So it's but, lacking one person to get in.
Yeah. This will be the fun part though. Where do I roll the dice here? Because like I like Mackenzie Hughes, you got Sheamus down here coming off the injury. Dylan Wu in the small events is always fun.
There's your boy Rio.
I just saw him. Rio, that's really tempting. Really freaking tempting. Because he's supposed to be one of the next big deals. We're just gonna throw him over here so I don't forget about him. Might have to roll with that one. That's fun. Woodland's down here. That's actually a pretty good price if he gets healthy from, we'll see this weekend in Sony, but
yeah,
that's a really good price on Gary Woodland, honestly. And he'll play a lot of those events that you kind of need him for the most part. But Rio's a dude that will play in Mexico, as he should. I'm just going to say it now. If Rio's still sitting there, we're going Rio. Let's have some fun.
Right.
Let's have some fun and burn some money here. Alexander Noren's also another one, though. Boring, but could be, and he'll play in the small events.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to put him there too, just for now, just to think about it. And there's going to be, like I said, the more you start, oh, there goes Noren. That's a good pick. Good pick. Deluxe 7. Let's see. Hoagie's still out there. That's funny. That's really, there goes Hoagie. We're going to go with Ryu unless someone just really curb stomps me here in a minute.
Yeah, nobody's taking him.
Nah, that's shocked.
That's a Bubba special there.
Yeah, we're going to roll this one, and just the people in the chat. There we go. Ryan Fox. We go to Ryo. His name is Isaias. Yeah, that one. All right.
Go back to your team real quick.
Let me go back to my squad. There we go. So Scotty, Spieth, JT, Keegan, Connors, Jaeger Bombs, Kirk, Glover, List, Ryu. It's fun.
Yeah. I think that's a unique build too. I mean, because that's the one thing about these drafts, you don't get a whole heck of a lot of overlap, but you will get some. And so having like they always talk about in the best ball streaks, having a week 17 lineup correlation, having just a unique build in this is going to be, I think, interesting. Drafting from the first position,
especially, and just thinking major wise, like Scotty, Spieth, Keegan, Connors, Kirk won, so he's in majors. Glove has chances. JT, like a lot of like 6 or 7 guys should be in the majors, which helps too. That helps a ton. So, how are we looking in yours? How far are we waiting for one?
Yeah, we're waiting for one, but I've been waiting for one since I got into it. So,
that's always one of the $100 ones. Could be a little interesting, but this will be fun. This $10 deal. Where else was I going to look at here? A few full drafts I want to look at. No, don't allow. But I wanted to do this. Well, the app has it a little different where you can look at everyone's projected points.
You can on the other two.
You have to go team by team, I think.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, here's the grid of the draft board. I guess I can come back and share this draft while we're waiting. So you got the 2, 4, 6 golfers here. So it went like Victor went 2, Lucas went, Ludwig went 3. But like Rory fell to 6, like you mentioned. Cantlay fell to 8th. Eric Cole went 10th.
Yeah.
That stands out. I don't know if anything else stands out to you early on, but that one, Menlu Lee going 14, jumping like Hatton and Finau and company.
Yeah, they're taking some gambles there, but that's pretty much what we do in this gamble. Yeah. So
yeah,
I get it to a certain extent. I do really like your build though, because I think you're gonna have the major upside, and especially like I already mentioned, if JT can just
figure
get
it out.
Going this year, which I anticipate he will, then I think you have a strong shot there with that team. Well, to
this, the starting of Scheffler, Spieth, and JT should be pretty fun.
Yeah, I mean, that was a hell of a Ryder Cup team.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, Whistling Straits remembers them fondly.
Yeah.
That was good. Not so much Rome, but Whistling Straits remembers them fondly. But yeah, like Hogard's one that I was kind of thinking about. He went right after my Jaeger pick, right before my Jaeger pick. Hogard's going to play a ton. Binion's right there. So it's kind of a realm of fun stuff. Then Kirk, like Ashke. Like that second team, Vic, Kim, Minwoo, Clark, Zalatoris, another chance. He took another gamble. Hogard, Bhatia. Then he took Rom, Brooks, and Ryan Fox. He's going for the gusto. That's about it right there. But he's got to advance to use the gusto.
Right. Yeah. I mean, so he's basically going to be playing with eight for the first and just hoping that those eight get it done. Enough to get him through. Were there any other were those the only two live players taken?
I think so. Let me just go to the bottom.
It would have been late, if anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Roman Brooks.
That's all I see is Roman Brooks. The only ones on one team. But like I like some of those last picks, you know, Norin, JJ, Spawn, Justin Suh, his moments, Aaron Rye. Those are gonna be interesting. Like it's just one of those like Brendan Todd. He's kind of boring. He contended last week, so I might just totally throw my argument out the window. But for the most part, he's just like a floor play, it feels like.
Right.
Which you need. You're the guy that makes the cut and gets the job done. So, guess it's an angle for sure. But, man, this is going to be – I'm going to do a lot more of these. This is, that was quick. That was good. But
this hundo isn't filling. You want me to just do a 10 or I could do like a 3 just to
– Whatever you want to do. Drop in a 10 or a 3, whatever you want to do. And get you a draft in here to have some fun, and then we'll maybe we'll do another one of these in a week or two. See how things have changed, because that's the fun part about the like MLB and like NFL is as draft season goes on, more things change. We call it ADP, but I don't know what they're gonna call it. And I guess they technically call it ADP in the golf one. So it'll be fun to see how that is, like especially after like this week of the Sony, when a guy overachieves or underachieves, how's that gonna impact things? Because recency bias is a hell of a drug, so. Right. That'll be cool as well. But yeah, we'll see. Which one did you jump in, the 10 or the 3?
I've gotten in both.
And to see which one fills first?
Yeah. And fair enough. The 3 is waiting on 4 people. And the other one was waiting on like 2.
And my $10 filled up pretty quick once we got rocking and rolling.
Yeah. So the $10 one's at 4 of 6 and the $3 one's at 2 of 6.
Yeah, I love how it's only 6 people, though. That is just clutch. How'd your first draft go? What pick did you have, if you remember?
Yeah, so on the first draft, let me put my desk phone on mute. I never know where to go back. Oh, completed. There we go.
There you go. Okay.
So picked out of the 6th position, and first pick was I ended up going obviously back to back in 6-7. Took Xander the first pick, Morikawa the second pick.
It's fun.
Then went Henley and Burns, then Hideki, Jason Day, Ash K. Siwoo was 43rd in my draft. I don't know where he went in yours. And then Aaron Rye and Lucas Glover was my last pick. Pick 55 there. So I like that team pretty well.
You know, and like you got Glover last, I got him at pick 48. So that says a lot about the differences there. I'm looking for Siwoo.
No, I saw. All right. So this $10 one just started.
Yahtzee. We'll do that then.
Or just filled. It didn't start.
Siwoo didn't even get drafted in mine. Oh, no, he did. He did 42nd. Sorry.
Okay. So that's around, I guess, the same place. I got the second pick.
Sweet. So, assuming Scheffler is off the board, are you going Vic?
Yeah, I think it's Victor. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're – like, that's the fun thing. There's kind of a unanimous top two. Like, I'm not an Aubert guy at third. I'm going to avoid that one. So, then it starts separating, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and I don't think Rory plays enough to get – to be the third pick. I mean, because what he's probably going to play –
he'll play the signatures and the majors.
Right. So he's going to play Genesis, API and the players in the first three, so he's not going to play three out of six.
Yep, he'll play three there, and then he'll probably, I would guess, only play the Masters in the second. He's not going to Valspar, not going to Houston, not going to Texas Open. I doubt
it. Yeah, you're right.
And then he'll play three. He'll play Heritage, Wells Fargo, PGA. He'll play three out of four in round three, which is good. That's plus.
If you want to share my screen, I started up here.
Sorry. And
Scheffler went first, and then Victor second there.
Yeah, this is more on the Rory talk. They're like, because in round four, he might play Canadian. He plays it a lot. So he might play three out of four, maybe. And then probably plays three out of five in the last. But to get to those, like, there's a couple of rounds there. He doesn't play much at all. So what are you looking at?
Hoberg went.
He went third again?
Yes.
Man, that's just a thing now, ain't it?
I guess. I don't know.
I can't stomach that.
The only thing I can think is just he's going to play most of the events. That's why people are, you know, looking for the upside there.
That part I understand. I do get that. And you wouldn't be shocked if he like wins like one of the kind of cheapy events.
Right. Yeah.
But I guess that's... like maybe he goes to Mexico. Like that'd be a deal for him.
Yeah. And I don't see him playing six in a row.
No, he's going to take breaks. He's not Sungjae.
Yeah. And I mean, is he in these elevated events?
I think he is. Well, he played last week, but that's because he won. So I'm pretty sure he is.
Okay.
It was like 52nd or something, and he got the W. That's a good question, though. Now that you mention it, I'm gonna look it up while we're doing this. But Rory went number four, by the way.
Yeah, so Rory, fun. Then Xander, Cantlay, Morikawa, and Homa. So on to the ninth pick currently, and I'm two picks away. Looking at still left on the board: Sungjae, Tom Kim, Spieth, Fleetwood, Hatton, Fitzpatrick, JT, Finau, Eric Cole. Sahith.
That's interesting.
Eric Cole went early in your draft, and he's
even early in mine. What are you thinking on yours?
So Spieth just went. I really like Tom Kim this year. I think he's gonna have a big year. So
I was tempted to take him earlier in mine too. I think that's a big pick. Because you're coming up there. Kim just went.
Yeah,
I can't read. I'm so then who are you looking for after that? Because you guys going to go back-to-back here.
Yeah.
Are you going JT? So, going to back up your JT love, or are you going to go somewhere else?
Eric Cole, Min Woo.
That's a lot of golf, though. Those two guys will play a ton of golf.
That's true. I think JT will play a lot, though, too, because he's going to have to. So we're going to go JT in that spot.
That's an interesting build with Scheffler, Cole, and Lee. That does leave a lot of golf being played.
Right.
So to your Ludwig question, it says I did a search. Aubert's status for 2024 is secure, courtesy of finishing at the top of the PGA Tour University ranking, though it can still be improved. If he maintains his spot in the top 125, which is now likely, he will be eligible for all full field events in 2024 and the Players Championship, which is not currently the case. What the hell? That was a weird sentence. Here you go. Qualifiers for 2024 signature events. The players and the majors. This should answer that. Keep talking and doing your thing while I look at this.
It's all good. So Fleetwood went the next pick after me, and then we're just waiting. So currently got Hovland, Tom Kim, JT. Don't pick again, though, for seven more picks. So would be in the range of, like, you know, Henley, Zalatoris, Ricky, Wyndham Clark. You know, the thing about Zalatoris is injury stuff kind of scares me a little
Massive
bit.
Massive risk, yeah.
Yeah. So he's playing this week, so we'll see.
Yeah, he's playing. If he gets healthy, you could see it might take a few events, but Willie Z could get right. That's one of those things. Aubert is only eligible for the TPC Players Championship. He has to qualify for the others still, which he can through other events, but right now he is not qualified for any majors or signature events.
Wow. Well, he should be qualified for the Masters, though, right? Because he won in the fall.
Right now on the PGA's website, it does not show that. So I'm going off of their page, which wouldn't shock me if it's wrong.
Gotcha. So we've had Hatton, Fitzpatrick, Finau, Cam Young, Thigala, Harmon, and Henley go. So back up to me currently. I think... just to be a little bit different, and this is something that I would not normally do, I'm going to take JT Poston to have a year. And he also will, I think, play at least one of those, Mexico or Cognizant. So
that's fair.
A little bit of a different build going on here. Zalatoris went right after my pick, so we're up in one more pick.
See, yeah, this doesn't make sense. You're right. He has to be eligible for the Masters, right?
I would think so.
This page is goofy because, like, for Scheffler, just says signature events in the TPC. So it doesn't say anything about the majors on here. This is freaking the worst website, PGAtour.com. Come on now.
So Zalatoris and Wyndham Clark gone. I really like Sam Burns. I would have taken him earlier, but a lot of times when I do these drafts, I end up with like a lot of the same guys in these kind of.
That's ranges. My problem too.
So, but if he's going to fall to me, you know, at that pick, I think I.
Heck yeah.
Got a little bit of a steal there. So
according to ADP, you did. Yep. Hovland, Kim, JT Poston, and Sam Burns. That's fun. That's definitely something there. Where are you looking next?
Yeah, hopefully Hovland wins a lot of picks. That way my putter that I bought from Ping is worth a lot more than what I paid for it. So up in five picks. So we're going to be in like the Hogard, Cam Davis, Ben on range there. I'm going to see if Hideki falls to me.
That'd be awesome.
He's going to play enough.
He was injured a lot last year. I think he wants to get back to being Hideki again. He used to play a ton when he was healthy.
Yeah, so if he gets there, one pick away here, then I think I'll end up grabbing him. That's what a lot of times, like, especially like, obviously the PGA stuff is new, but I've done a lot of, over the last few years, done a lot of football drafts. And I end up doing just drafting off based off of value. So like guys will fall. Obviously you throw out the injury concerns or whatever, but for whatever reason, they're just falling down the draft and I just end up taking them. And I've done pretty well doing that in the past. Obviously it's based off of the ADP on the website, whether that be on DraftKings or this case, of course, Underdog. But you know, for whatever reason, guys fall down the board and you just can snag them. So I'm back up again after Hogard and Batia went. I think this is what are you thinking here? Spot for Lowry?
I think Lowry is interesting. Yeah, you get some value at this point.
We about ran out of time because I was talking.
That's the only thing with the 30 second clock. It does erase things quickly.
It does, man. It in football, it can kind of get you a little bit, get you going a little bit because. It's longer between picks. So you can kind of space out a little bit. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm on the board. And I do a lot of these while I'm working too. So, you know, every now and again, I'll get distracted by my job.
It happens, unfortunately. but yeah,
is Jaeger going to fall to,
that would be electric if he fell this far
to me here.
Yeah, Team Jaeger Bombs would be a really fun one right about now. You're two picks away.
Yeah. Just don't do it, AJG. Just don't do it, man. Yep.
Jaeger Bombs. That's the AP finest.
There we go.
There you go. You got your boy.
Yep. Your boy.
That's fun, right? Yeah, that's true.
Still hasn't missed a cut since April.
That's impressive. That's pretty damn impressive.
Seven hell of a run. Just hope he doesn't fall off here.
Yeah, like back I went to the Masters website and Ludwig's in the Masters. Yes.
I think this is a spot to take a little bit of a gamble.
Yeah, you're moving down the list here for sure.
I'm going to take Luke List in this spot too.
I like that. We're having a similar finish to our drafts. you have one more pick to go. So now it's how much of a risk or slash gamble do you want to take with your last pick? I know you have a ways to go, but what are you thinking?
So if we look down the list a little bit, of just guys with some upside, Pearson Cootie would be one. He's not going to be in those major events, which kind of sucks. Gordon Sargent's another guy with some upside. These are like young guys who are brand new to the tour. I think Matt Wallace might play a lot.
I think I saw that. I was wondering if you're going to click on him. I'm kind of with you on that too.
And he had a pretty good fall swing. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods is on this list.
Yeah. There's Matt McNeely, man. Like he used to be like the next best thing. Got his back got hurt. Is Berger ever going to play golf again?
I don't know. I hope so. But yeah, I've not heard anything about him in a long time. You got Kuchar down here, Ryan Palmer, who plays.
See, that's the thing. This is where I wish it was like a 10-person thing instead of six. Get deep into the weeds here.
Yeah, it yeah, or you go longer on the draft. You know, make it 15 rounds instead of 10 or something. But I do like how quickly it goes. So
15 would stink because you'd have too many people with six guys every week.
Yeah, I'm going to go Matt Wallace here.
I like that. That's not a bad last pick. I think he'll play.
Yep.
Yeah. I think he's better than Cootie and Sargent, but Cootie and Sargent will be there every week. That's what you got going for you.
Yep. So
let's look at the squad.
That one is not it. It's, I don't know how to get to the other team.
You shouldn't. It only shows you having one draft. No, there's just you're done two drafts because your exposure.
Right. But
what the hell? Results. Or click drafts. Go to drafts. PGA. Click.
It still says one entry.
That's bizarre as shit. I don't know what to tell you there.
I don't either.
That's definitely not the one you just drafted.
It's not. But out of two drafts, here we go. We got two with Sam Burns, two with Hideki. So this is one other cool thing about this website is you can go look at your exposure. So if you're doing a bunch, you can go back here and then look, kind of see where you're at. And then maybe if you want to get more of those guys, obviously add or avoid in future drafts. So
yeah. And then I'm going to remove you real quick. And then I want to show people also, if you're going to do these drafts, something else you can possibly do here is you go to drafts, go to PGA, go to rankings at the top, pick your leagues. You can pick PGA. You can create your own rankings here by dragging guys over or just uploading yours. And then every time you enter a PGA draft, your rankings will be the ones that show up. So it makes it so much easier to just kind of roll. So, like, if you want, it's more important, I guess, for the late picks, or if you just like want to, mix and match certain things. So, another thing to take a look at when you're doing it, I like to do it for baseball a lot because, like we just mentioned, going through the bottom of the PGA pool, there's a lot of names like, that's pretty good. Where, like, in baseball, there's a ton of dudes where at certain positions, like, why are they not drafted yet? And so, I kind of do my own rankings to remind me to draft them type thing.
Yeah.
But, that was pretty fun. I like this new format. We'll discuss it some more in the coming weeks. Maybe we'll do it again. So another live show. But any final thoughts on this one before we head out? Hopefully people liked it. Maybe we can get some more people. Maybe we'll tweet out in advance that we're going to do some live drafts. You guys can jump in with us and do some. But what are your thoughts?
That would be fun. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about this. This little bit different way to play fantasy golf. I like best ball too, because you don't have you draft it and you're pretty much done with it for the year. Yep. And then you just tilt it. So
it's a fun tilt.
It's exciting. Yeah. And you're pretty much hands off from here. There's nothing else for us to do except for watch our guys make a bunch of bogeys. So I highly encourage it. I think it's a great way to just stay connected to the game.
It's a phenomenal way. If it's like one of those, if you don't want to build a lineup every week, a salary constructed lineup every week or anything like that, but you like golf, this is awesome.
Yeah,
like, come check it out. Like, to me, it's better than one and done personally. Like,
I agree.
It's got the same idea. Like, instead of picking one winner a week, well, you just draft your team and let it go. So I like this a ton. So we'll see where it goes. Again, we'll probably do some more of these. We'll definitely do some more. Maybe we'll do another live show or two, as we got a couple more weeks before about a month before the event kicks off. And honestly, the good thing about Underdog is if these like get a lot of steam, they'll put out more events before they start. So
they'll make them bigger too in the future. So,
and what they'll do also, because I saw this with baseball last year, I know they do it with other sports, especially basketball, is they'll do like mid-season ones. I know in golf last year they tinkered with like the way it's broken up in segments right now. They did that kind of last year at different times, which is pretty cool. Like 6 week segment. So keep an eye on all that. Give it a test. See how you like it. And we'll come back and do some more of these. Make sure you follow Jesse on Twitter at DFS Golf Gods, podcast at Always Press DFS. I'm at BD and Trick. And until next time, this is a live 2 underdog PGA season long drafts. Catch you all next time.